What's going on, y'all? Soul on Sports here, baby. Another great episode of the hottest sports podcast on radio. Get it here. Get in and get it while it's getting good, baby. Hey, Bubble Basketball is live and in effect, just like I told you it would be. That's probably the only major sports league besides hockey that's going to probably finish your season. Baseball's looking shaky. You got a lot of coronavirus positive tests coming up. NFL, they've got positive tests coming up. They're not in the bubble. They're just starting training camp. They're not even touching each other. it's not going to work, man. It's going to be very touch and go with the NFL because they're still going to be doing the normal thing. They're going to come to training camp. They're still going to be out and go out and do their own thing. Apparently, the New Orleans Saints, they're going to do like a somewhat of a bubble situation. They're going to have a hotel where they're going to keep the players doing training camp, but that's optional. So you don't have to do it. All it takes is one bad test and everything is going to spread. So, got my fingers crossed, toes crossed if that's possible, but I am not completely sold on the NFL coming back this year. This disease is so easily spread. It's not like you have to exchange body fluids. You can kind of just breathe on someone and they can catch it. Handshakes, things of that nature. In NFL, they spit and bleed and huff and puff all over each other. I just don't see it, man. It being possible. Baseballs, they're doing the normal thing too. Of course, they cut the season down to 60 games. Don't know if they're going to be able to finish. As of right now, it's looking kind of shaky. We got a couple teams that already had players test positive. So they've only played, like most teams have played over 10 games already. Some of these teams that tested positive, they only played 3-4 games. So they're trying to catch up. I don't know, man. I don't know if they're going to make up those games or if they're not that good. It won't really matter. They're not going to make the playoffs anyway. I don't know, man. But the whole thing is looking like my wife says, a hot mess. I don't really see them finishing the season. But hey, you won't know if it works until you try it. The NFL is definitely on my radar, and I'm definitely wondering if they're going to be able to do a complete season. I mean, I want them to because, you know, I'm a big football fan, but I'm not completely sold that's going to be able to happen because the coronavirus is taking over the entire world. Everyone's kind of paused right now. No one's really doing the normal thing, so it might be best for everyone else to do it. But NBA and NHL, they got to figure it out. They're doing the bubble thing. And NHL hasn't had any positive coronavirus tests. They're fudging the numbers. They haven't had any positive tests. They got those guys in the bubble also, and they're still balling out. Well, skating out, or however you want to say it. They're still having their playoffs go like that, like normal. They just no home court advantage, home ice advantage in the NHL, if you want to call it that. NBA, same thing, man. Guys have been leaving the bubble and coming back. Lemon Pepper Lou from the LA Clippers went down to Atlanta to go bury his grandfather, I believe it was. And he went to the most popular strip club in the world, probably, down there in Atlanta. And apparently he went down for the chicken wings. And I'm pretty sure he stayed for a little bit longer than just chicken wings. His order was ready. I'm pretty sure he wasn't ready to go. So he hung out there. But hey, no matter what you do, once you leave the bubble, you're going to have to get tested no matter what. So it's not like he could have went, hey, man, I got to go visit my mom or one of my kids. Something's going on and come back. Once you leave that bubble, you have to get tested anyway. So no matter how you want to look at it, the man was going to get tested. So it is what it is with that situation. But they tested him. Negative, back on the court. The Clippers are doing their thing. They blasted. Well, they didn't really blast them, the Mavericks yesterday. It was a good basketball up to the fourth quarter. And as we all of us Maverick fans already know, the fourth quarter looms doom for the Dallas Mavericks because they cannot close out a basketball team for nothing. And that's going to definitely bite them in the you-know-what in the playoffs because I don't see them being able to beat a very good team in the playoffs. I mean, they have a nice squad, but they're really young and they don't know how to close. And if you don't know how to close in the big leagues, you're going to lose in the playoffs. So that's where the good teams are. It doesn't matter what you do in the first or the third quarter. What are you doing winning time, baby? And winning time, if you can't get it done, you will go home without a trophy. And that's probably what's going to happen to the Mavericks and one other teams. Hey, man, the Phoenix Suns are 4-0 in this bubble, man. Who would have thunk it? The Phoenix Suns would be undefeated in bubble basketball, and they're right there in the mix of making the playoffs. Don't know if they're going to make it or should they make it. They deserve to make it because they played so bad the whole season. But it's a really good story, man. I'm happy for them. They're playing some good basketball. So hopefully, you know, it comes down to them, and maybe the Trailblazers and the Spurs are right there too. They won again today. So they're all right there. And the Grizzlies, they're looking back in that mirror. Objects are closer than they appear. And believe me, those teams are right on your heels, baby. And if you turn around and look, it's going to slow down more, and they're going to pass you because the Grizzlies, they really don't have a lead. They went into this being the eighth seed, and if they got a four game or higher lead on the next seed below them, they wouldn't be able to make it. But hey, now as of right now, the Grizzlies are basically tied in the win column with the Trailblazers, and the Grizzlies haven't won a game yet. They lost their last game before coronavirus, and they've lost four games in the bubble. It ain't looking good, Grizzlies fans. I bet you wish they only played four games. No, they're going to play eight, and it looks like they're probably not going to make it. They can't get that same mojo they had. I don't know if they were a good basketball team before the pandemic, or the teams that are below them just weren't playing very well. And Grizzlies just happened to be in that A spot. They weren't really playing that good of a basketball. You know, the Trailblazers, they have nothing but talent on that roster. And now you add in Skinny Melo. Used to be Hoodie Melo. Now Skinny Melo out there balling like he was playing for Syracuse. He's doing his thing. And my son will be happy to hear me say that. He's a big Melo fan. So they're doing their thing. So the Trailblazers are rolling right now. They're beating anybody they put in front of them. And you know, those guards they have, CJ and Dame Lillard, man, those two right there in the backcourt, and you put Melo off the bench, and you got Tucker, what's the kid's name? Can't think of his name right now. Big man, small forward / shooting guard, come out of Duke, I believe. Can't think of his name right now. I've looked that up. He's been balling out also. They've been doing their thing, man. They got a really, really good shot at making it. Phoenix, like I said, they're on the feet. The Spurs are right there, too, playing with a bunch of young players. So all those teams are battling for that number eight seed and the right to play the L.A. Lakers in the first round. That probably won't go too well for them, but at least they can say they made the playoffs. And I believe me right now, the Lakers want no parts of the Portland Trail Blazers. All those teams that are playing right now, they have a chance to be that AC. The Trailblazers have enough shooters to upset, to tip over the apple cart. Everyone's saying the Lakers are going to the finals. It's going to be all LA conference finals. Maybe not. I wouldn't bet money on it, but I wouldn't be shocked if the Lakers weren't pushed to six or possibly seven games against this Trailblazers squad. Because, you know, right now they're hotter than fish grease. And when a team is hotter than fish grease, it takes a while for that grease to cool down. Right now, the Lakers better hope somehow that the Trailblazers don't make it. If not, they're going to be stretched in the first round, and they don't want that because it's going to be a tough playoff rush, championship run anyway, no matter who they play. Because, you know, the Lakers, they have LeBron, who was by far one of the top players that ever put on the jersey. Not number one, but he's up there. And Anthony Davis, Mr. Wet toilet paper kneecaps. He's a matter of time before he gets hurt again. But he's still a great player when he's on the court. He's got a little bit tougher playing with LeBron. LeBron toughened him up a little bit. So I give LeBron credit for that. And they got their role players are kind of shaky. You got J.R. Hennessy Smith. Some of the other guys, they're decent players. Deion Waiters is playing well. He lost some weight. He looks good. But I'm not really sold on some of the other guys. But they do have LeBron. He's the ultimate glue guy. No matter love him or hate him, he gets it done on the court. And the Lakers are going to be a tough out. But who has more talent than anybody? It's the Clippers. Can they get together in the playoffs? They're playing regular season games like they really don't care. They got to get the chemistry together. The playoffs are coming, baby. And I think once the playoffs come, they have enough on that roster to beat the Lakers if it comes to those two at the end. Because those Denver Nuggets are right there. They have tons of talent, too. They're winning these bubble games without all their best players. So they still on Jamal Murray and some of their other players. I think Will Barton isn't playing either. Those two were very important to that lineup. So some other dudes in that roster are balling out. So the Nuggets are probably that scary team that nobody wants to play in the first round. If playoffs start today, it will be Nuggets Jazz, and I'm definitely putting my money on the Nuggets on that one. The Jazz are playing okay, but the Nuggets are definitely a little bit better basketball team right now. Rockets Thunder, if they play in the first round, 4 and 5 seeds, that would be a very, very good matchup. Don't know why I'm picking that one, because the Rockets are that team. They played the ultimate small ball. I mean, I think their biggest starter is 6'8". And, you know, they have guys that play big. I mean, let me think about this again. There are somewhat 6'8", 6'9", guys that play bigger than what they really are. But the Rockets don't even try to act like they're playing big ball. They're like, hey, let's put a whole bunch of dudes out there that can shoot three-pointers, and let's go for what we know. And that's what they're doing. D'Antoni, you already know that's what he does. They run up and down the court. And if they can stop James Harden, slow him down. You're not going to stop him because when he gets done playing basketball, he needs to call up Tyler Perry and get him an acting job. But that dude is the biggest actor in the NBA by far. I don't know if the beard is tricking people to think he's getting more fouled more than what he is. But the dude is a good ball player, but he flops way too much for me. I mean, I'm okay with a little bit of acting, but goodness gracious, he's trying to win an Oscar out there. He gets all the calls he wants too. Seems like, man, don't get me started on that dude. Spent too much time talking about him. And Westbrook, probably the worst three-point shooter in the bubble right now, but he continues to shoot them for some god-awful reason. I don't know why he wants to keep shooting these threes when he can drive to the basket better than anybody in the league and get fouled, put teams in foul trouble, put pressure on the opposing team's defense, and maybe kick out for a wide-open three-point shooter, someone that can actually shoot on your team. That's what he should be doing. But for some reason, this man wants to shoot threes. I don't understand it. It is what it is, but the Rockets, they're a good basketball team. I just don't think they're ready for the big time yet. And in the Eastern Conference, no one's talking about them. Co-worker of mine brought them up to me just a few days ago at work. We were supposed to be working, but we were talking. And the Raptors, no one's talking about the Raptors. And they got 49 wins. They're the number 2 seed in the Eastern Conference. No Kawhi Leonard, no problem. They got Siakam being their best player. Still got Kyle Lowry. They still have a lot of good players on that roster. That's another team nobody wants to see in the playoffs. Everyone's going to say, oh, the Greek Freak's going to take them. Going to take Milwaukee to the finals. Hold on now. The defending champs or the Toronto Raptors. They lost Kawhi. They haven't missed a step. They actually have a better record now than they did when Kawhi was on their roster last year. People must forget. Y'all must have forgot. Like Roy Jones, you know, get ready to fight Mike Tyson. Anyway, we'll get knocked out. But last year, when they had Kawhi, they actually had a really good record the games he missed. You know, Kawhi, all he do is miss. He must have a lot of PTO, man, because he missed a lot of games. When he missed a lot of games last year for the Raptors. Resting, game management, whatever you want to call it. The Raptors had a good record. So they're used to playing basketball without him. So now the chemistry seems a little bit better. They have a Nick Nurse, I believe is their coach's name. Kind of a weird name for a head coach, but hey, he's getting it done. And you can't disrespect what a team does on the court. And they're handling business, man. They play hard. They don't have any so-called superstars, but they're getting it done. And I wouldn't sleep on the Toronto Raptors. I would not be shocked if they got to the championship again and try to defend their championship. The Celtics have a nice roster. They're still really young. Jaylen Brown, they got Kemba Walker. He's still a knee injury somewhat. They're limiting his minutes. Jason Tatum, really good ball player. Still really young, so I'm not really sold on them. In the 76ers, man, this team has so much talent and they're underachieving. That's the word I'm looking for. They're not getting it done. And now they lost Ben Simmons, the most overrated player of the last 10 years to come in the NBA. This guy cannot shoot. Stephen Wonder has a better three-point shot than Ben Simmons, and he continues to go out there and pretend that he's some great player. While they're playing defense on this guy, they're not, no, I would back off of him and let him shoot. Because we all know he's going to look for a bounce pass to get it into Joel Embiid or maybe one of the other shooters because he can't shoot. And now he's out. So that might open up the offense for some of the other guys. Maybe some of the other guys they have on their roster can step up and fill in his slot. Because if you're looking for a shooter on the roster, anybody better than him, because he can't get it done when it comes to shooting that jumper. So they're gonna struggle in the playoffs, but maybe without Ben Simmons. I would definitely look at trading him. Good player. Got a long ways to go. We all know what he needs to work on. His defense is there. His dribbling is there. His passing game is there. His driving is okay. He can't shoot. So in the offseason, he don't need to worry about nothing but shooting jump shots. Some guys are content with just getting a lot of money and not wanting to make their game better. Hey, I got paid now. I've already made it. Great players work on their game and make themselves better. And I don't know. At this point, he's still really young. Ben Simmons has that in him, but we're going to find out because, believe me, young as he is, he has plenty of time to try to make that right. Yeah, man, like I said, a lot of NBA talk, man. Excited, man. I'm so glad that we have some real sports to talk about. I got tired of watching those old games. Kind of hard to watch them when you know what's going to happen. It's like watching the rerun of one of your favorite TV shows or a movie you've seen 100 times. Like my son would tell you, every time the lottery ticket come on with Bow Wow come on, I was watching it. Yeah, I don't know why that movie, it comes on, it catches my eye and I'm watching it every time. I don't know if because I want to win the lottery bad. I don't know what it is, but hey, it is what it is. Yeah, like I said, the NBA is live. NFL is going to have issues, man. They're saying they're not going to, one of the rules they're set in place for when the season starts, no more swapping jerseys. So I can spit, sweat, pull on your jersey the whole game, but when it comes to swapping them at the end, I can't do that. Seems pointless to me. We're going to see what happens if they actually have a season. I really want them to because, you know, no one's a bigger football fan than this guy right here in Solon Sports, but I want the players to be safe also. Just because these guys are professional athletes don't mean they won't have underlying health issues. They've already had some guys that backed out of the season because of their underlying health concerns and family members. Not just them, but they might have a wife that's pregnant or a child with health issues. So they've opted out of the season. Their offensive lineman for the Giants, I do believe, he opted out of the season. Apparently, he had a heart condition. No, he had cancer, some type of cancer. And now his son had the same form of cancer. So he's just going to, for the benefit of his family, he's going to opt out of the season. I can't blame him for that. I would definitely do the thing, same thing. So, and they're trying to get this NFL thing going too. NCAA football, they're trying to get that going. I'm sorry, y'all. Been a long day already. Trying to get that going. Don't know. Now they're saying, okay, a lot of Division I schools are backing out of the season. UConn, I know they're known for their basketball, but they also have a D1 college football team, and they decide to opt out of the season. Now, we're not going to play. Too risky. We got team, the Ivy League schools opted out. Nah, we're not going to play football. Not risk, not worth it for us and to keep their players healthy. But those big schools, the Big 12, like I said, the Power 5, the Big 12, the Big 10, SEC, Pac-12, they continue to say they're going to play because it's so much money to be made in college football. They don't want to lose that money. So this to them, it's worth the risk. I wouldn't want my son playing. It's one thing if he was a pro player, he can make his own decisions. But if he's in college, not making any money. So I wouldn't want him to play. He would be an adult at that time, 19, 20 years old maybe. But I would hope at that his age he would actually listen to me. I would have some say-so in what goes on. I wouldn't want him to go out there and risk it for a school that really doesn't care about you. They care about the bottom line, which most businesses are, about money. You make us some money, young man, go out there, score some touchdowns, look good on TV, and we're going to benefit from that, not you. So, believe me, you put your leg on backwards, that college don't care about you. Get hurt and see what happens. So, I don't know, man. College football is even more shakier than NFL. In NFL, at least they're a grown man and they can kind of make their own decisions. But they're going to be going home every day, spending time with their family, going to the grocery store, doing all these other things. And they were saying, oh, man, but the players have to be professional and they have to realize, you know, they can put themselves at risk and their family and the friends if they got to just go. They're not going to just go to practice and then go home or the game to go home. They're still going to be traveling to go to these games and they're still going to have lives outside of it. So they can't go in a bubble in their car home without doing certain things that regular people do. Stop at the gas station, get some gas. You can get it from there. Go in the store to buy your son some orange juice. Boom. All of a sudden, you got the coronavirus. Somebody can call for you. It's just so easy to catch and so hard to get rid of. So if I was me, if it was up to me, which is not, it's way above my pay grade. The NFL might want to think about, is this worth it? Should we push it back a little bit? Just to see how this thing plays out a little bit longer. They're not going to do it. They're going to go forward until it seems like they can't make it. But right now, they're going to try their darnest to get out there and play some football. We'll see if it all works out. Fingers crossed, everybody. Right out. All right, y'all. Solo Sports, baby. This is a little Friday episode to get you ready for the weekend. Enjoy the episode and enjoy your weekend. Solo Sports, baby. I'm out.